Long, long time ago. way back there, deep in the woods, there was this here old cabin. And in this here old cabin, there lived an old man. And this old man, he sit on his front porch, and he back and forth rocking that chair, rock and rock and rock like this here. But one day, he was awful tired and awful sleepy, so he got up and went on in his house looking for something to eat. Well, he looked in his cupboard, but his cupboard was?
Bare.
So right then, he said, "Lord have mercy, what in the world is I going to eat you tonight? Well, I reckon I'm going on off to sleep and forget about it." So right then, he laid down. And the old man laid down, and all of a sudden, the old man saw something. He saw something going by the crack in the wall. And that something looked like the most such thing. Yes, it did. And right then, the old man said, who that? Who that? Who that right there? And right then, because he was awful scared, he went and got his axe. And he took his axe, and he kept it looking, and right then, he chopped off the tail of the most such thing. Yes, he did. Right then, the old man said, "Well, I don't reckon I'm gonna be hungry for long." And he took that bushy something looking thing. Yeah. And it had all kind of different kind of hairs on it. You know, you can't imagine brown, green, black, a little purple. That was the weirdest looking thing. And he took it and he put it in a big black pot. And he put it in there and he put water in it and he put it on the stove. And all of a sudden, that pot started to boiling, and they started going, and it boiled, and soon it kept boiling, and the aroma filled the cabin. Oh, and the old man woke up, and he smelled the aroma all around the room, and he got him a big helping. Uh-huh, like you would have done if you would have been there. Uh-huh. And he started to eating it. For long, he fell off to sleep. And all of a sudden, just as he gotten to sleep, he heard something. He heard something that sound like the most poor. Yeah. And that thing said, It was the most power. Yes, it was. And right then, the old man says, I ain't got your tail anymore. He got nervous. He would call for his dog. You Bess. You all right? You fair? Y'all come on in, y'all. Y'all come on in, y'all. And just as he called, they turned the corner and split fast air so fast. Come on, running to help him. And the old man went back to sleep. Don't ask me how, because it wouldn't have been me. Probably not you neither, huh? But the old man went back to sleep. And before long, he heard something. He heard something just a scratching and a tearing at his door. And the old man said, Who that at my door? And a scratching and a scratching and a scratching and a tearing and a tearing. And all of a sudden, the door flew open. And in strutted. the most power. Yeah. And it had eyes that were purple. Yeah. And blue and yellow. Folks said his teeth were orange and green and black. And folks said it had this really weird kind of ears like no critter you ever did seen in your life. And folks said his body looked like it was part from the ocean and part from the land. Folks said this was the most powerful. And right then, it stood at the bottom of the old man's bed. And you just imagine the cabin dark and the wind just a blowing. Let me hear it. And the deep in the night, and all of a sudden, that thing came up to the end of his bed, right to the foot of his bed. And you could see the ears started creeping, 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 and looking at the old man. And he stared at him just like I'm staring at you. Uh-huh. And he said, Give me back my telephone. I mean it, give it here. And right then, he jumped on the old man. And the old man said, please get off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me. Off of me. I think I got your telephone. Yes, you highest. And right then, it went further up there his neck. And all of a sudden, Anna! Started chewing and eating. Yeah! It was the most paw. It was the most paw. It was the most paw. Peculiar such thing. Yes, it was. And folks said, he said, I got my telephone back. Yeah! And folks say, if you were to go way back there, way back yonder in them woods today, you'll see the old man cabin have fallen to ruin. Yes. And you see that there's barely anything there on the land. But they say, late in the evening, when the wind is blowing, and the moon is setting just right, yeah. They say you can hear something. You can hear something saying, my telephone back. And I say, that's the end of that. Thank you very much. Thank you.